So moved.
McGavel. We'll call you to the Board of Works for April the 13th. First thing we want to do is welcome our 16 guests from Germany. And I would like to give you a certificate, make you honorary citizens, and give you a city pin. So I think we've got, Donna's going to come up and help me.
I would like to introduce our mayor, Mayor Yocum. This is Barb Fischel, and this is House, and they are two of the teachers who have accompanied them on this trip. And they know the names far better than I.
Support sometime soon. Okay, thank you very much.
is called liability and
property and casualty.
That all it is property and casualty.
I think.
I thought it was all. And liability. Or is that just including property and casualty? Is it?
I'm not an insurance guy.
Was this not liability coverage? Liability vehicle.
I'd say just the city insurance.
Thank you so much.
Well. Yeah. And we would have waited on you, but
well,
they
that's
were
fine.
Wanting to get out
don't
of here.
Don't
for
go. Yeah, that's the, yeah, that worked out great. So
I'm glad I brought those things ahead of me.
I saw those cars
Jerry's
out there.
Glad he didn't have to do the name.
Exactly. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, it's, yeah, actually, I think the German are easier. But what's the French? And I took French. But,
yeah, a lot of these I could have met.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mateus is going to Dave and Mateus and I and Steve Smith are going to St. Louis on Wednesday.
Oh,
on the ball game because Mateus was a graduate student at Wash U, St. Louis. So we lived over there for a couple of years. We went to Cardinal. So a couple of years ago, we went to opening day. It snowed.
Oh, good.
So I think the weather will be nicer this time.
Good. Okay, we're going to move on. Need approval of the minutes for the March 23rd meeting.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Real quick, I would like to add under miscellaneous insurance or insurance for property casualty liability is due, and this is the estimate we got from Burkhart.
Okay.
So. Okay. We'll move on to, or do I need to have a motion a second on that?
To put that on the agenda?
The agenda.
Okay, I'll make a motion to add that item to the agenda.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Move on to Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Parks Department. April 24th on a Friday will be the Arbor Day celebration of the tree board. I believe the mayor will be there. They're planting the tree. Vincent Green School will have a class that will be out there also. At Greg Park at the enclosed shelter house. May 2nd will be the Burkhart citywide cleanup. They're taking teams right now. Contact Burkhart Insurance for that. We will be opening the pool the first week of May. They'll be coming in to get things ready, not to open up for this.
Oh, okay. To, I was going to say that.
Do the cleaning and get everything. Rent assist will be this part of the contract of open, shut, and open. So this will allow us 2 or 3 weeks of getting everything ready. We don't have a date set for when we're going to open. It'll be that Tuesday or Wednesday after Memorial Day. That'll allow us to get our lifeguards in and train for a couple days before we open here Thursday. With school getting out on Friday the 22nd, it's just kind of hard to open up that weekend without giving them time.
Right.
So, that's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next is the police department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are at nearly 3,100 calls for the year. Some things of note recently, we've been taking part in some firearms training last week on 3 days. It was a little rainy on a couple of those days. I luckily chose wise and stayed dry on Friday, we had opportunity to go out and shoot through some qualification courses and do some different drills that were really good. I was proud of the instructors. They did a great job setting that up. My vehicle actually is still in being fixed from the accident that we spoke of earlier. I would also mention that we have the 2 vehicles ordered that are budget vehicles that are in our budget, and those are to be set up for canine vehicles whenever they come in. And I would mention as well, as far as the canine goes, they are actually now certified in the patrol as well. However, they have two more weeks of some intensive training where they'll go through some other drills and some different types of techniques to kind of complete out their training. So I will be asking to be put on the agenda for the next council meeting to introduce the dogs and present them with their badges for their training.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dustin. Next, street department.
For the month of March, we've logged in 304 hours filling potholes, and in the last 3 weeks, we have 60 hours sweeping streets.
Okay. And next is the city engineer.
The vast majority of my time has been out on 2nd Street. Currently, we are backfilling coal chutes, we've finished installing the 6-inch water main and the 8-inch water main, and we're doing services now. Vectren is done with their work on 2nd Street now, and they've moved on to Main Street. And AT&T is doing some spot lowerings that we had in conflict with some of our storm sewer. And the storm sewer crew with Wabash Utilities is installing inlets and storm sewer throughout the street.
So, John, do you know, and this is a selfish question, but as far as 2nd Street on Memorial Day weekend, will it be open, or what do you know? What anticipation, what the status will look like on that?
Right. At the end of May, I think the east side of the road will be closed.
Okay.
And the approach legs, Bussering, Broadway, Button, Seminary, those blocks will be closed except for local traffic. You won't be able to get across 2nd Street from Main to Hart.
Okay.
But it'll maintain one-way traffic from Hart to Main.
Hart to Main. So, and we run a route during the rendezvous to the state historic sites to take visitors back and forth, so we should just plan on using 1st Street. I mean, will 1st Street be open?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll just use 1st Street.
Great.
Okay.
That's one thing we want to look at, too, with weddings that we've approved at the pavilion. Is that going to conflict with anything of the weddings that we've already approved?
The 1st Street side will be unobstructed.
Okay.
And the 2nd Street side will be open to one-lane traffic until we switch traffic back over. But we're doing east side first, so it'll probably be 2 months now-ish when we switch over to the other side.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll have to make changes for the July 4th parade.
Okay. Great.
Okay. We have no old business. We'll move on to new business. Jesus Day Walk event and banner. I think you have a letter in your packet for...
I'm Sherm Jenny. Director of the Jesus Day celebration for this year on June 6th at Gregg Park, and we're in process of trying to get other churches involved. It's open to the community. It's given, everything is given free. We ask for donations from different businesses, and we purchase items. There's different businesses also to donate items to us. We have we're gonna have, like, in the shelter house, we're gonna have giving away clothing and different items like that. Free to the public. We have also a place where we serve food, hot dogs, hamburgers, and so on and so forth, you know, given free. It goes from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're open to have a march from the courthouse down to Gregg Park. That's where it is. And also, too, we want a banner across the Washington Avenue, but we can only do it for a certain time, because someone else has a time slot to do it in the first part of June. So we need to ask them to remove it or put it down to Hart Street for the rest of the time. And then after the day, we'll take it down. We also, too, this year, would like to invite the first responders, fire department, police department, sheriff department, highway patrol, and ambulance service. We'd like to have them come down with us in the march. And also, we'd like to have them come up on the podium. pastors are going to circle around them. We want to pray for our first responders because they are important to us. We need the public needs to know that they are important to us. We stand behind them. You know, God places them in authority, and we need to honor those in authority. That's questions.
So, Dan, do you have the banner times lined up?
Banner on Washington Avenue, May 25th, June 1st.
Okay.
And transfer to Hart Street, June 1st, till June 6th.
Okay. Dust, do you have any issues with the route for the walk from the courthouse to the... Okay. So we'll make a motion that we approve a march parade from the courthouse to Gregg Park on June 6th at 10 a.m. with police escort, and then also the placement of banners, a banner from on the Washington Avenue location from May 25th to June 1st, and then Hart Street from June 1st to June 6th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Next is Jacob's Hope Block Party Fundraiser.
Hi, I'm Gay McCarter, and this is my daughter, Frank Myers, and we're requesting to be able to have a block party between the streets of First and Gay on Minneapolis. It's a fundraiser for Relay for Life in honor of my grandson, her son. We're requesting for April the 25th. If we could get it shut down like at 8 a.m. that morning, so we can get it set up, we're going to start the actual block party around 2.
That's on a Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. Chief, you have any issues or concerns about that?
Yeah.
Okay. We're good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you need to let us know about there? Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve a block party to be hosted on Minneapolis Avenue from First Street to Day Street on April 25th from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Next is annual Red Skelton Festival and banner. Have a shot of hand.
Yeah.
Hello, Shiloh Beam with the Visitors and Tourism Bureau, and Ann Pratt
with the Red Skelton Museum.
We're here requesting some new closures for the Red Skelton Festival this year to be held on Friday, June 12th and Saturday, June 13th. We are going to do the carnival again, or would like to do the carnival again, Shortline Carnival, who was here last year. But this year we'd like to move it to the city parking lot. They can better accommodate them on the city parking lot. So we'd request that the city parking lot be closed, let's see here, Wednesday after business. So what, 5 o'clock on Wednesday evening, and then that way they can start set up, and the carnival would begin Thursday night and run Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, all day, and then they'll tear down Sunday.
They'll tear down, it'll be gone by Sunday morning.
Yeah, by Sunday morning they'll tear.
Okay.
It'd be out. Let's see here. So we request the we also request the closure of 4th Street between Main and Vigo beginning the morning of Friday, June 12th through Saturday, June 13th after the festival. So that would be about 5 o'clock. Oh, I'm sorry, 10 o'clock. We changed the time. So it would be 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
The 5 only p.m. Bis- 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
On, it would be on Friday morning. It would begin being closed, and then it would close late at night.
Wait, we need to go here. I need.
So it would be 4th Street between Main and Vigo, Friday, June 12th at 8 a.m. through Saturday, June 13th. And
okay.
It'd be
gotcha.
Closed basically two
full
days.
So it says 5, so 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And then 3rd Street between Main and Vigo on Saturday, June 13th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. so we can run the bathtub races and such on 3rd Street.
Okay. So 4th Street is where our food and craft vendors will be on 4th Street. Why we're requesting that street to be closed, because the carnival will be on the river end of the parking lot, and the stage entertainment will be on the other end of
And the parade route will be the same, start lineup and start at Culbertson, and to kick off Hart Street to 5th, 5th to Main, Main to 3rd. And we want them to turn left on 3rd and head to Vigo and end when they get to Vigo there.
As opposed to going all the way down to 2nd, just in case it's not ready that way.
It won't be ready.
Be ready.
Got that secured tonight.
We'd like a dump truck for trash, and we wanted that parked in the alley there next to Guppy's on 4th. Fourth and Vigo there. And then we wanted to know about power. What kind of power is there at that Fireman's Park? Do you know how much power is there?
I just feel what's here.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's,
is there water there?
Can we do the same water setup that we...
the thing with the...
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, somebody had mentioned...
I'll get with Phil tomorrow to see about the power down it, because I do know there are some plugins, but I don't know. Yeah.
Mainly, it's like someone said something about they could drop a line from that hole there, something that
We've had carnivals here.
The carnival is bringing a generator, and BD's BD is bringing a generator, but it's for our miscellaneous vendors that need to plug in their toasters or whatever they have.
Yeah, right.
I'll have Phil get with them.
And then the carnival will be self-sufficient, and so will the Pronto Pups, but there'll be like 5 or 6 other vendors that potentially need help.
Okay,
well, you'll talk to Phil and then get let me know. Okay. Yeah. And then we further request the banner be hung up from May 18th to June 1st on 2nd Street, and then moved and transferred to College Avenue from June 1st to June 15th. And I've already checked that out with Dan, and he has our certificate of liability insurance.
I'm going to try to keep this motion simple. Trust in her. Okay, so we are going to make a motion to approve the use of the city parking lot as described in the presentation this evening, with accompanying closures of the 3rd Street and 4th Street as described during various hours of the festival to accommodate the events of that weekend. We're also going to approve the hanging of banners on 2nd Street from May 18th through June 1st, and then College Avenue from June 1st until June 15th, a placement of a dump truck near the Guppies area for the event, and coordination between the mayor's office and the city inspector's office regarding power. And then regarding the parade route as previously utilized, starting on Culbertson, traveling down Hart to 5th Street, and then ending at 3rd Street towards the festival area.
I'll second the motion.
That was close enough. Wasn't it?
Good.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And I'll
thank you, ladies.
After I talk to Phil.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Next is Valley Cash and Carry Rib Fest.
The ribs ain't here. So do you want to read this in, or do we, huh?
I don't know where to do it.
Okay. When is that?
May 16th.
Saturday,
so we've got,
May 16th.
Do you want to wait till next time, or?
Yeah, we've got plenty of time.
Okay. All right, we'll just table that.
Yeah. Next is Casey's General Store. Dan, is there a reason?
When is that? Bucket Brigade? All right, so let's table that, too. We won't table Matt, though.
That's right. Next is Vincent's Levy Division 5 Contract Award, Matt Swart.
All right.
We know better than the table, Matt, right?
I've got several things here. First, like the mayor said, the Vincent's Levy Division 5 contract award. This was part of the original levy project when the city received OPA grant funds. There was money left over, quite a bit of money left over from the original bid. And so the utility found a separate division that mainly takes care of gates around the city, rehabilitate the gates, And the bids were opened on March the 18th, and the low bid was Wabash Utilities in the amount of $194,187.
So do we need to take each of these separately, correct?
Okay. Yes.
So we're going to make a motion to approve the awarding of a bid on the Vincent's Levy Division 5 contract to Wabash Utilities in the amount of $194,187.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. The next thing is Vincent's Levy Division 3, a change order amendment. This change order was originally approved in December, or maybe it was January. I think it was January, actually.
It was
actually.
December, I think, yeah.
And what had happened was they had the wrong contract amount on the change order. So here it has $470,403.89. That is the correct contract amount. On the previous change order, it was $407,000 and something. So the change order is for $15,851, which increases the contract amount to $486,255.28.
Okay. So we're going to recognize a change order in the Vincennes Levy Division 3 amendment to increase the change order from $470,000 $403.89 by $15,851.39 for a new total of $486,255.28.
Right.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is the RFQs.
Right, and like you received just one RFQ. This is for the downtown revitalization plan. The city is looking to apply for grant funding to do a downtown planning grant with the Main Street Group. And the only firm that you received a submittal from is SDG out of Bloomington. So what you need to do is just take this under advisement.
Okay.
And then I'll talk to the mayor about the next steps.
Okay, we don't need a motion on that. We do. Okay, we're going to motion the acceptance. It's SBQ?
S of the
STG.
SDG, the RFQ, request for qualification. Take it under advisement.
Okay, so moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt. All right, thank you.
Next is add left turn lane and near side signal head at 15th and Hart. Sprague.
I looked into the situation at 15th and Hart and found that the issue there is that the left turn lanes are not opposite each other, and that creates a sight distance issue. So my proposal is to add a left turn lane in the area that is currently crosshatched in yellow, and reconfigure the lanes, extend the through lane that is westbound to follow more along the existing curb line. That'll create space for that left turn lane, and those signals will be opposite. And add, since I'll be pulling that signal bar back so far, I'm going to add a near side signal head on the back of the mast arm that's hanging over that leg of the intersection.
So there'll be a timed turn signal. No,
it'll be a permissible left turn, which means it'll just be a green ball that allows left turns to happen upon clear traffic. There will not be protected left turns with arrows.
Okay, so we're not widening the street.
No.
We're
no.
Restriping it.
We're basically just adding a lane where the yellow crosshatch is right now.
And basically what this does is lines up the turn lane with the turn lane on the other
right.
side.
There's a left turn lane for westbound, and there's not for eastbound. So right. I'm adding a dedicated left turn lane, and then the other two lanes that are existing will be through and then through right.
Oh, okay. So we are actually adding a lane?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But it's using the space that we have right now.
Gotcha. Okay. Does anybody else have questions about that? Chief or fire department, anybody? Then
we'll probably remill and
right,
mill
yeah,
and resurface that and restripe it all, and all that's being paid for through
RDC.
RDC.
Right, and then I'll incorporate that in with the paving this summer, and that'll get us better unit prices for just one mobilization for that company.
Okay, so we anticipate that intersection will be.
It'll be messy for a couple of days. Okay. They'll probably mill in one day and surface the next, and stripe probably the next day after that.
All right. Okay, so we need approval for that.
Yeah, motion action. To move forward with that project.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion that the City Engineering Department's plan to add a left turn lane and near side signal head at 15th and Hart proceed as described.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, John.
Next is private sanitary sewer and water line, Dick Donovan. JP, you want to come up and speak to this also?
This is Mr. Donovan. He's been working with Water Utilities and myself over the last few weeks. He has a property between 14th and 15th and Wabash and
Locust.
And there's an alley right there that he's going to need to install sanitary sewer line as well as a water line. Worked out a recommendation with Vincent's Utilities that Mr. Donovan be allowed to install a grinder pump system, which is basically a single pressurized pump, and that'll discharge into 15th, the 15th Street Sanitary, and then water line will come in from 14th Street. So we need approval for him to install this. And the work to be performed by a licensed plumber and supervised by Vincent's Utilities.
Okay, and Vincent's Utilities is in agreement
right.
with the
right.
plan.
You're good with that?
Okay, so you're fine with the plan as it's described, Mr. Donovan.
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay. All right. So the board will recognize the need for a private sanitary sewer and water line to be installed in the 14th and 15th Street areas of Wabash and Locust as coordinated by the city engineer and approved by Vincent's Utilities.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Great.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, move to miscellaneous, and that is our property casualty and liability insurance, which is coming due. Again, we got a price or quote through Burkhart Insurance, who is our current insurance carrier. And I guess the good news is our insurance is going to reduce by just a little over $8,000.
It's going to reduce by $8,000.
Yes. So
the premium will reduce. Right. And that's on page
26
through
31.
26 through 31. Okay. All right. So you've met with the Burkhart folks
yeah.
and gone over all this and okay.
And I think everything looks good. It was great to see you.
Yeah, it's nice to see you. Don't let me be the one to stand in the way of saving money. Okay, so where's the bottom, the total premiums up here, Mayor? The
right.
120, okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the package presented by Burkhart Insurance in the amount of $190,597.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. With